end of time.
Hello, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm Evie, and I'm here with Michelle. Hold on, Michelle, you're not even... Hold on. What mic is it? Three?
Two. Oh, it's...
Can you talk on that one for now? Because we need Juanchi to change them.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Michelle.
Perfect. Juanchi's coming in a second, but for now it's just us. Today's a very, very exciting show. Because we're doing, last week, to preface this, me and Juanchi had a little bit of a small argument about which decade had the best rock music. Mm-hmm. I said the 80s was the worst, pretty much. That's how it started. It all started because I had this conversation with my dad, like, a few weeks ago about how I think the 80s music is the worst music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, which is kind of what we're focusing on today. So me and Juanchi talked about that last week, and we decided to do a little bit of a themed show and do a little bit of a battle of the decades. So starting off strong with, we're starting with the 60s rock. I think we're going to focus, we're focusing mainly on the rock music of the decades. So starting off strong with Jimi Hendrix, I think one of the best guitarists. He's known as one of the best guitarists of our time. That was Purple Haze from his album Are You Experienced, which is his first album from 1967. He played it with the Jimi Hendrix. It was the Jimi Hendrix Experience, which is him and then a bassist and a drummer. That's 1960s, I think, start of real rock and roll. 50s, but we're starting off with the 60s. Michelle doesn't
I don't know
too much about classic rock music.
So I'm here to answer the question, which one is the worst? / if you guys have any opinions, please call in and let us know.
Well, pretty much we kind of chose like the... Me and Juanchi chose like the most iconic kind of songs. Well, it's very hard because we have an hour to cover 4 decades of amazing music. Obviously, there's amazing music within each decade, but there's definitely standouts. So that was Purple Haze. Jimi Hendrix, very strong. His career was only like about four years. So he has he started in about 1967. So that's when Are You Experienced came out, and then he sadly died in 1970 of an overdose, and he was only 27, which is crazy. So he came out His biggest 3 albums are Are You Experienced, which is the one that we just heard, Axis, Bold as Love, 1967, from 1967, and then Electric Ladyland from 1968, where there's like really famous songs like Voodoo Child, Along the Watchtower. So yeah, huge figure of rock and roll and rock history. Moving a little bit fast, well, not fast because that was a long intro, but moving on, we're going to play the Beatles because everyone knows the Beatles, absolute legends. I don't really have to say anything. They started in 1960 and their career pretty much spanned throughout the 60s, and they broke up in 1970. This next song is from what? Oh, okay. We're getting Juanchi in. The next song is from Revolver, which is from 1966, one of my favorite Beatles songs, Eleanor Rigby. Enjoy!
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care, all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Thank you.
Hello again. So, you just heard Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, as I said, and then Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. That's pretty much what we have for the 60s. Juanchi?
Did you know Jimi Hendrix?
Did you know
Jimi Hendrix?
Tell him.
And for Woodstock, got paid $18,000.
Yeah.
Which conversion now, due to inflation, is $147,000. And he was the most paid, right?
Yeah, he was the most paid. And then after was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, $15,000.
No way, Blood, Sweat, and Tears was the second most paid.
Kind of crazy. And then Santana was paid $750. Pretty crazy.
Did you know Santana played high on LSD?
Yeah, I was about to say that. My brother was telling me this. They thought that they were going to go on a lot later, but then they were like, all right, get on.
And he's still high.
I want to see a video of that.
He's like.
Probably looks insane.
There's a video of that.
Yeah, and then, Creedence Clearwater Revival was paid $10,000. Janis Joplin, $7,500. Jefferson Airplane, $7,500.
Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, imagine. Country Joe and the Fish, do you know them?
Nope.
Well, they were paid $2,500, so was Grateful Dead.
No way.
Yeah.
I feel, how big were they at that point?
Jefferson Airplane?
Like all of them.
I feel like they were, Jimi Hendrix, this was like the height of his career.
Yeah, no, Jimi Hendrix, I know.
I mean, it was a year before he
but
died.
But like these, like the ones that got
Creedence
paid.
Creedence
like,
Clearwater Revival
no,
was
no, yeah,
big.
Yeah, height of their career too.
Santana, I feel like, was also big.
Ba-ba-da.
Pretty crazy though. Yeah, thanks to my dad who sent us that list.
Thank you, Evie's dad.
This is John Williams.
Duh.
Okay, so 60s, great. It's pretty much, I would say, not peak, but pretty crazy time for rock music. Psychedelic, insane. I mean, everyone was on drugs.
Everyone was high.
They were having a good time.
Same for the 70s.
Yeah, 60s, 70s, great. Now we're moving on to the 70s. Starting off very strong with Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
Led Zeppelin started in 1968. They're a British band.
From where in Britain?
I don't know. They're probably from a bunch of places. I don't know where Jimmy Page is from.
Okay.
Their first self-titled album came out in 1969, Led Zeppelin, and they lasted until 1980 when, sadly, their drummer...
They're from London.
John Bonham died in 1980, and then they disbanded.
How did he die?
I don't know. Playing drums too hard. Wait, hold on. Michelle's microphone is still not on because they messed up the board.
You guys could just say whatever I'm saying.
Yeah, she asked how he died, but I don't know. Here, let's ask ChatGPT. How did John Bonham of Led
I once
Zeppelin
had to do a Kumon die? Paper about how
Kumon.
Someone from the Beatles died. I forget who.
He died on September 25th, 1980 at the age of 32. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kumon paper.
He choked on his own vomit after consuming a large amount of alcohol.
That's
morbid. Okay, on the day of his death, he had consumed around 40 shots of vodka. Oh my God.
Please drink safe out there.
That's
kids.
Our PSA for today. Don't do that, everyone.
Senior bar night.
A
be
lot
careful.
Of artists died like that, actually.
What?
Like puking on their
That's
own.
That's crazy. After a show, they probably just like went to their room by themselves. And
that's why they tell you not to sleep.
I didn't know that.
Facing up.
I learned that in college at the beer goggles, the introductory freshman
you
year
went
orientation.
To that?
I thought we had to. Honestly, good thing
I
did.
All of those.
I learned so much
I
about
skipped all
drinking.
Of those.
Beer goggles.
Is that what it's called?
How
no.
That?
I'm pretty sure that's from How I Met Your Mother.
No, beer goggles is when you think someone's like attractive or something because you drink or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
True.
I thought they gave you like goggles.
No.
And they were like, this is what you see when you're drunk
no.
in freshman year.
They were giving you a chalk. You know,
imagine.
Like, drink, but drink safely. That was it.
Okay, we got to move on. We have a lot of music. Yeah. Okay, so Led Zeppelin. This is Black Dog from their fourth album, Led Zeppelin 4. They were very creative with their names, and then they actually changed them. And they actually came up with names after. But yeah, this is from their fourth album.
Black Dog.
Black Dog, great song. Here we go.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China would dine to gauge your mind. But then again, incidentally, she's in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely right. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. You recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? Thank you.
hello again. I hope you enjoyed the wonderful music of the 70s.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. So, yes, that was Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, then Killer Queen by Queen from their album Sheer Heart Attack, which came out in 1974. They obviously, their music spanned from the 70s to the 80s, but I personally believe that their best stuff was in the 70s.
Yes.
Yes.
Like what songs? Well, another one, Bites the Dust, is from the 80s.
That's, yeah, and so is Radio Gaga.
No.
And so hold on. The Game. That's their album from 1980. Crazy little thing called Love.
A Night at the Opera. When is that?
A Night at the Opera is from 1975, my friend. And Jazz is from 1978. And then News of the World is from 1977. So yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was released in 1975, everybody.
I'm going to interrupt this to give a shout out to my housemate, Becca, who is listening to the show.
Becca.
My first ever supporter.
Hello.
It's always these two that have people. Now I have someone.
Yay. Thanks for listening. Becca. I hope you like classic rock.
It is.
She loves.
Okay, great.
It is 1:30. I think it's PSA time.
She didn't hear my shout out.
It's PSA time. Let's talk about drinking too much, Michelle. What PSA were you going to say?
No, I was going to say we should just play music and then put the PSA.
Okay, yeah, I think so.
That's
too.
True.
A last thing, cool. We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions came out in 1977. Just putting that out there.
And Britney Spears and Beyonce did a cover of We Will Rock You.
Oh, what?
In 2010 for a Pepsi commercial.
What?
Fun. Michelle's spinning fun facts. Yeah. Thank you.
That could be completely false. Someone fact check me.
Okay, last thing. We played Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac from their album called Fleetwood Mac from 1975. They also spanned into the 80s. I think Gypsy came out in 1980, around there. But yeah, they were mostly famous in the 70s, especially like Stevie Nicks, her style and stuff. But yeah. Okay, so now...
2004 Pepsi commercial.
Ooh. We're moving into the 80s now.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but actually no, there's amazing songs from the 80s, but we're gonna get into it with one of my favorite classic rock songs.
In case you didn't hear from last show,
yes,
Evie hates the 80s.
I don't hate the 80s. I think that for rock it was the worst decade between the 60s and the 90s. Maybe not the 90s. I don't know how much.
No, the 90s is way better.
Yeah, the 90s is amazing.
And so is the 2000s.
I mean, I just feel like the 80s was a very transitional period. And there was, like, getting into, like, pop and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's because Michael Jackson was there and
Like,
and,
I don't listen
Madonna.
To... Yeah, just not my vibe.
It was all pop.
Pop. And then the rock I don't love. Like, obviously there was... Like, there were amazing, like, rock artists at the time, but they're just not my favorite. Like, you have...
The Clash.
Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, U2. The Police was a little bit... They were 70s and 80s. I like The Police. And The Cure. People love The Cure. So, starting off strong, we're going to play Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. One of my favorite songs.
I don't know this one.
Actually?
No, of course not.
I was afraid for a second. Do we have time?
Yeah.
It's a 6-minute long song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, just play it instead of keep talking.
Okay.
Come on.
Sorry. So, this is Sweet Child of Mine. Enjoy.
Thank you. Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Where do we go?
Oops.
PSA time.
PSA time. Wait, quickly. I'm just going to say. So that concludes the 80s. We played Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses from their album Appetite for Destruction, which came out in 1987. And then we played Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2 from their album War, which came out in 1983.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going fast because we also want to do 90s and 2000s. So, Michelle, please read the PSA.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearms. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford. TEPS educational rate.
Thank you very much, Michelle. That was, I think, the most important PSA in that book, to be honest. The world
firearm safety.
Firearm safety. Let's avoid Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus. Okay. Morbid.
It was there. Okay, so yeah, we're moving on to the 90s now, quickly.
The 90s.
We're starting off strong with one of the essential bands of the 90s.
Which one?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
From?
They were in the 90s?
Yeah. Yes.
No way.
They obviously continue today, but I feel like their biggest time, or they started off in the 90s, from their album Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Ooh.
Under the Bridge.
Yeah.
Wait, what year? 1991. Ooh. Very beginning. Very cool album cover, I'll say. Okay, enjoy Red Hot Chili Peppers. Bye.
Hello?
Is the music still playing, though?
Yes. Evelyn. Evelyn Abramowitz. To the place I love, take me all the way.
family full of eccentrics. She's done things I've never expected, and I need more time. She's got a sister, and God only knows how I've missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister.
So that was the 90s for you guys. Very, very short roundup. Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then She's Electric by Oasis from their album What's the Story? Morning Glory from 1995. We're going to do a bit of 2000s now in the very little bit of time that we have left.
Enjoy.
We're going to start off with one of my favorite songs, Someday by The Strokes from their album Is This It?
2001.
From 2001, Juanchi knows. Okay, so yeah, enjoy.
Woo.
Still miss the good old days. Someday, someday.
So that was The Strokes, 2001. So we're pretty much done with the show now. I hope you guys enjoyed our little roundup of, very quick roundup of rock music from the 60s to the 2000s, early 2000s. Juanchi?
The Strokes are the best.
The Strokes are the best. I love The Strokes.
Except for performing.
Performing. Their shows are not great, I will say. But yeah, I think that I have been able to prove that the 80s are inferior. No, I'm kidding. Everyone has their own opinion. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Please don't call us with threats.
Yes, please don't call us with threats. Please don't call the show with angry intentions. It's not nice. Everyone has the right to their own opinions. Please
be kind.
Be kind.
Do good in the world out there. Guys. Yes. Spread the love.
That's the goal of the show overall.
Be the change you want to see.
Thank you, Michelle. We're just spreading good vibes. Buenas vibras.
Oh my god.
Oh, I hated
bye.
That. Okay, yeah, bye. I hope you guys enjoyed. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm Avi.
I'm Michelle.
I'm a random person.
The angry caller who called us. Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great week. Have a great rest of your day. Listen to some more classic rock. Goodbye.
Boy.
What a cute show.
Do you want it here?
I liked that.
Do you want to press play? Or do you want me to play a song?
You can just face it. I can face you off. Oh, are
you still on it? Can
still yeah, hear us? I was like, did you turn us off?
I said a cute show.
Cute show.
Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity, it's the past though.